Welcome to Ardor's Erotic Reflections. In this podcast, Ardor gives you glimpses into some of his stories and talks about his odd and pointless views on gender, sex, and all things erotic.
This is a rebroadcast of a 2012 podcast. The bonus chapter I talk about in the podcast has been released, although all bonus chapters from my books are now only available through my website, arterotica.com. You can't get them through any other bookstore anymore. That's ARDOROTICA.com. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the fifth episode of Ardor's Erotic Reflections. I've just published a new book, Dominant Futanari Dick Girls, which you can read a sample chapter of on my website or on Amazon.com. It's also up on BarnesandNobles.com. If you're not familiar with what a futanari is, I'll put some links in the show notes on my website so you can read up on them. The term dick girl should be pretty explanatory, though. As I say in the product description of the book on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com, a futanari is a woman with a penis. She's not a scruffy male trying to pass as a woman. She's an actual woman in every way, except for one. I was first exposed to the idea of futanari through a manga artist named Kami Tora. If you've been around the internet at all, you've probably seen his stuff. He's been ripped off by a lot of porn sites all across the web. There's a link in my show notes for his actual website if you want to check him out. My ebook is a collection of four stories about dominant futanaris. There are magical futas, there are sci-fi futas, there's even a co-ed futa story. That one's really hot. A co-ed is drawn to her dorm mate. She's not a lesbian or even interested in women, but for some reason, she finds herself turned on by her dorm mate. It seems she has something extra special that other women just don't have. I bet you can guess what that is, even if the character in my story has to find out the, hard way. I actually had a great time writing each of the four stories in this book. Each story is hot in its own way, and is a different take on the futanari myth. The last story is a sci-fi tale, complete with spaceships, strap-on play, and seven-foot-tall futanari aliens that was more fun to write than I can say. So much fun, in fact, that the bonus chapter to this story is over 10,000 words long. So, if you like the story and want to read the bonus chapter, don't forget to take a minute or two to leave me a positive review on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. 10 positive reviews of 4 stars or higher, and I will release the bonus chapter. Speaking of which, I want to thank everyone who reviewed Alien Femdoms from Outer Space. The bonus chapter for that story is now available for everyone to read, simply by buying the book. If you bought the book in the past, however, you have to contact Amazon to get the updated file. You'll see a link on my homepage, where I give exact instructions on how to do that if you need help. There'll also be a link in the show notes, too. My ebook, Pegging and Strap-On Stories, has reached 7 positive reviews on Amazon. I just need 3 more positive reviews of 4 stars or higher, and I'll release the bonus chapter for that book. So, if you've read it, or you're reading it now, and want more free content, don't forget to leave me a positive review for that book, too. In fact, I'm going to go back and write bonus chapters for all my books, so don't forget those positive reviews. Every single one helps. You never know, yours might just be the review that unlocks more free content. So don't wait for someone else to do it. Get your positive review in today. Now that we've got the business out of the way, I want to talk about something that I came along the other day. There's an article on the website Jezebel.com about the book The Ultimate Guide to Prostate Pleasure, Erotic Exploration for Men and Their Partners. The headline for this article is, If You Want a More Thoughtful Boyfriend, Try Pegging Him. I put a link to both the article and the book in the show notes, but the gist of the article, and I guess the book as well, was that men who've been penetrated anally by their partners make better boyfriends and more considerate sex partners. That's really summing up the article in only a few words, so if you got some time, you should take a look at it for more information. I found one of the reviews of the book on Amazon pretty amusing. The reviewer said that his wife loved pegging him so much, he was worried he wasn't going to get to penetrate her anymore. Now there's a convert. I'm not sure I believe that, but hey, it made me smile, so I guess it was worth reading. If you've read any of my books, or seen my homepage at all, you'll know I'm no stranger to pegging or anal play. I don't know if I'd call myself an experienced veteran or anything, but there's more than a few women who've bent me over and did the driving, if you know what I mean. Yet, when I saw this headline, my first response was to object. However, after I thought about it for a while, there are definitely some correlations. Now, I'm sure not every guy listening to this podcast is into being pegged. If you're not, I'd like you to put aside your objections about pegging and think about what I have to say. All I'm asking you to do is think about it. You don't have to like what I have to say or even agree with it. Just think about it for a few minutes. And I'm not trying to talk you into being pegged, so if that's your worry, you've got no troubles there. I want you to imagine for a minute that you gave oral sex to a woman with a strap on. You got on your knees and sucked on her fake penis. What would be your worry? Generally, the first thing people, both male and female, worry about is, does this make him gay? The second thing, and what I think is more important for this particular discussion, is what happens if someone else finds out you did this? What happens if the guys at work found out that you sucked on your wife or your girlfriend's strap-on? Your reputation might be called into question. This is something most straight men generally don't have to worry about. The consequences of sex for straight men is usually not a problem. But with pegging, things might be different. What if it was known that you enjoyed it? You, an adult, committed a consensual sexual act with another adult that you both enjoyed. There shouldn't be anything wrong with that, should there? But there could be. People will judge you on one level for doing it, and a whole nother level for liking it. You might be considered a certain type of man because of it. If you're a woman, you might be called loose or easy. Men don't get called names like that, though, because all those names imply is that you're the type of person who likes sex. Men are allowed to like sex. Women, in many ways, aren't. Don't believe me? What if I said that your mother or your sister love to get... I can't use the word I want to use, because if I do, Apple will probably drop my feed. So let's borrow from Battlestar Galactica and use the word fracked. That's F-R-A-K-E-D, fracked. I fracked your sister last night, and she loved it. I fracked her all night long, and she still couldn't get enough. She is a fracking machine. You probably want to punch me in the face right now, don't you? Why? Basically, because I said your sister likes sex. And if a woman likes sex, most people will consider her a certain type of person. The more she likes sex, the more they'll consider her that type of person. Someone who's dirty, nasty. Things some men might find attractive for a night or two, but generally not the kind of girl you marry. And marriage, of course, is the thing all women are taught to aspire to. And remember, generalities don't apply to everyone, male and female alike. However, I guess I can see how pegging could make a man more compassionate towards a woman. It does give him a very good idea of what it's like not only to be penetrated, but what others might make that penetration mean. Something to think about the next time a woman seems hesitant to get in bed with you. The act could mean very different things to her than it does to you. Okay. That's enough for this time. Remember, the crazy pointless views expressed in this podcast are all my own. They're not meant to be taken too seriously or listened to while operating heavy machinery. They're mostly just a product of my overactive imagination. Well, that's all for this time, folks. I have to get back to writing dirty stories.
Thanks for listening to Arthur's Erotic Reflections. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to check out his other podcast, Art Erotica. You'll find it on his podcast page on his website, arterotica.com. That's ardorotica.com. It's also free and has excerpts of some of his stories. Listen, subscribe, and see you next time on Arter's Erotic Reflections.